The Two-Tour Adventure, the Red Team Story. Alex, Hannah, Nico and Merve from Stuttgart were the Red Team. A friendly girl in a jacket from the Blue Team talked to them. "Good luck," she said. "I think today will be difficult. Are you nervous?"
"Ah, I think we'll be okay," said Alex.
"We're in a walking club in Germany."
"Wow," said the girl. "Maybe you'll win."
Hannah said to the others,
"Wir werden bestimmt gewinnen."
And they all laughed. The Red Team wanted to go to the Stone Cross first and then to Round Tor, so they walked west. At the first house with a scarecrow in the garden, they turned left. They got to the cross quickly and took a photo. Then the Blue Team arrived. One of the English boys asked,
"Have you lost a jacket?"
"Oh, no," said Nico. "I don't have my jacket."
"It's on the scarecrow near the village," a girl from the Blue Team said.
The Red Team ran back to the scarecrow and got the jacket. Nico was very embarrassed. The Red Team had to save time, so they decided to go to Black Tor because it wasn't far. They walked quickly. Maybe they could still win. Soon they were at the top of Black Tor. There were lots of ponies. They took a photo. Then they looked west across Dartmoor. And who did they see? It was the Blue Team. They were at the top of Round Tor. The Red Team had to go on. Next up was the highwayman's cottage. They walked south to the river. They crossed the river at the bridge and soon arrived at the highwayman's cottage. Quietly, Merve took two hairy hands out of her rucksack. She tried to scare her friends, but they only laughed. The cottage was very old. Inside it was dark and a bit scary. They found their lunch bag. It was next to the Blue Team's lunch bag. They sat outside in the sun and ate. Then they heard voices. It was the Blue Team. Merve had an idea. She went into the cottage again and put the hairy hands on the Blue Team's lunch bag. Then they all hid. The Blue Team arrived and went into the cottage. Then someone screamed and they all ran outside again. Merve said, "Oh dear, were you scared?" The girl with long blonde hair said,
"Of course we weren't. That was a good joke."
Nico said to his friends, "Tian shiss." The girl with dark hair said,
"We weren't scared. We were a bit surprised."
Nico was surprised.
"Du hast mich verstanden?"
"Na klar,"
said the girl. "Let's go, Blue Team." The weather wasn't so nice now. The Red Team walked quickly to the standing stone near the cottage and took another photo. Then they walked west to Hound Tor. It was a bit foggy now, and it was quite cold too. The Red Team climbed the Hound Tor quickly. At the top, they took a photo in the fog. But then they heard a strange noise. It sounded like a dog or a wolf. It was scary in the fog. They ran down the hill, and Hannah fell on the wet rocks at the bottom. She couldn't walk and sat on the ground. They had to get help, so they shouted and used their whistle. Then the Blue Team arrived. It was wet, so they made a tent with a plastic bag and they all waited for help together. The Red Team asked the Blue Team about the scary noise.
"Oh yes," one of the boys said. "Sorry, that was a joke. A bad joke."
"No, it was a good joke," said Hannah. "It was like a hound in that scary Dartmoor mystery."
5 minutes later, a woman from the centre arrived. Luckily, Hannah's leg was okay. So they all walked back to the centre together.